A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksubas Kuf Zayin. Ksubas 107a. Pagination is 213. We'll start on the facing page, the last lines. Misha holach lemedina sayom. If a person, a man, went to a faraway country, left his wife behind, and we assume everything's stable in their marriage, but he's not around, and we don't know to what extent she is taken care of. Itmar, we learned. Rav Omar poskim mizonos le'eshesish. Rav holds that if this married woman would come into Beis Din and say she doesn't have enough cash to run the house to buy groceries, then we would step in, intervene, and sell the man's assets. He's not available to talk to. In today's world, the expression, I guess, would be his cell phone is not on. In their times, he left to a different country. What should we do for the woman? Rav holds that we can trust her, that she doesn't have money, and we're actually going to intervene on a very significant level and liquidate assets of the husband in order to provide for the wife. Ushmuel Omar, and Shmuel says, Ein poskim mizonos le'eshes ish. You can't step in and intervene in such a dramatic way, taking money away from the husband in terms of liquidating his real estate, his assets, because the woman says that she doesn't have. We're going to have to solve this in a different way. Presumably, the case of Shmuel is that we have no reason to indicate hard feelings between the husband and wife. It's just that he's moved on for a period of time on business, and our assumption presumably would be that she very well may have assets, and we don't have enough compelling evidence to start liquidating the husband's property. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Modeli Abba, Rav would agree with me that you're not allowed to liquidate his assets, b'shlosha chadosha marishonim, by the first 3 months of the man's travel, she'ein poskim, that you're not allowed to liquidate assets, lefi she'eino demaniach beiso reikon, because the assumption is that a person did not leave his home empty, the cupboards are not bare, and for the first 3 months, that was the assessment, at least in their time, it may go up, it may go down in a future generation, but for 3 months, the assumption was that there was enough around that she can be supported. If she would come into Beis Din the first day after her husband leaves, I need money to buy groceries. So Shmuel says even Rav would agree in such a case that that's simply not a valid assumption. What would be if the husband disappeared in a way that you don't have such an assumption? You're making an assumption, she'eino demaniach beiso reikon, a man doesn't leave his house empty. What happens if we don't have such an assumption because there were terrible hard feelings between them and the husband wiped the place out and walked off without leaving her anything in the cupboards or any basic assets? So the Ramah in Siman Ayin Se'if Hei writes, Yesh Omrim, there is indeed a ruling, De'im nifrad mimenu biktata, if he ran away out of an argument, V'rotza la'agna, and we have indications that he's trying to hold her chained, the case of an aguna, poskim lo la'altar, then we will step in and grant her proceeds right away. On the contrary, the logic doesn't hold, and he probably did leave her empty-handed, and everything has to be paid attention to, and that's why even though we're going to end up asking like Rav, which is poskim mizonos, that if proper indications are there, you are allowed to step in and support the wife from the husband's assets, even by liquidating real estate, but you have to pay attention to all the indicators and make sure that it's an appropriate ruling. Likewise, b'sheshamu bo shemes, if they heard that the man died, kulei amo lo pligi, no one's going to argue, that you are allowed to step in and support her. Ki pligi b'shalosh shamu bo shemes. The argument is, if he disappeared for a significant amount of time, and we didn't hear anything. Rav amar poskim do meshubad la. Rav says you are allowed to step in and intervene because he has an obligation and we're not watching that obligation being met because he's gone. And the status quo would be that he's supposed to continue supporting. And if he's not here to do that, we can step in to make sure it gets done. Shmuel Omar, but Shmuel says that the status quo is not so simple. Ein poskim, you're not allowed to step in and intervene in a normal case. My time of why? Rav Zvid Omar Eimat Sraria Tafsa. Rav Zvid says we're concerned that the husband may have designated money in a special account, so to speak, or in the description of the Gemara, in a bag. He gave her money, a money bag that's supposed to support her during the time that he's gone, which presumably is normal. If he's going on a trip, he provides for her before he leaves. Rav Papa Omar, Rav Papa says, there's a different explanation of what we're concerned with. We're afraid that they have a deal, husband and wife, that her work is supposed to pay for her food needs. And therefore, for us to step in and give her more than the deal was assessed at is something that's not responsible to do. My Benayu, what's the difference between these two explanations, whether we are concerned that a bag of money was given to her, or we're concerned that they had an assessment between them that her wages would pay for her needs? Ike Benayu, the difference would be Gedola Velo Safka. If you have an older woman, meaning a regular adult-aged wife, and you can assume in such a case that he gave her money because she's mature and she knows how to run the home, but it's a case of Lo Safka, that the prices of food have gone up, so it really makes sense what she's saying, that the money she was allocated is not sufficient. So that's one case that it would make a difference whether you're concerned with wages, because wages may still take care of the food because prices somehow balance themselves. But if you're worried about money that was allocated, so money that's allocated may actually be lowballing the estimate of what she was going to need. Inami, or a different case, is Ketana Vesafka. If you have a younger girl, so it's not logical that he gave her a package of money, but her wages could very well suffice for her needs. So if your reasoning is that he may have given her a bag and told her, mature woman, take care of yourself while I'm gone, so that doesn't happen by a very young-aged wife, which could be in their culture. But if the issue is maybe her wages are supposed to cover her food needs, so then if it's a katana vesafka, if indeed her wages cover her food needs, then that's exactly what Shmuel is concerned about and says that we would not intervene. Again, we paskin like Rav, and we're not particularly concerned of these issues. And if she says she doesn't have money, is poskim mizonos le'eshes ish, we would intervene and liquidate assets to provide for her. Agreed, during the first 3 months, we would not, because we assume he did not leave the house bare, unless we have indications of igun. But the Gemara is recording both sides of the argument. Presumably, if we would have a situation where Shmuel's concerns did apply, we would have to reassess this ruling of Rav that says that we do intervene and we do liquidate assets if we have indicators that there was a bank account left for her. Then we would have to have pause and consider whether indeed Bezdin should step in. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.